Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The Houston Texans' late-season slide began right here at Gillette Stadium on Monday Night Football, December 10th. Looking back, that's the game when a slam-dunk top-two seed began to disappear. Rather than having a chance to host the Patriots at some point in the playoffs, the Texans have a rematch here at Gillette Stadium because they lost a chance at a bye week and the Patriots scooped right in and took it. It's the divisional round of the playoffs, and here's this week's opponent preview.
We know the last game could have been a lot closer than what it was.
It was a rout, 42-14, and the high-flying, Letterman jacket-wearing, biggest game in franchise history-spewing Texans were knocked down a peg. But when the Patriots evaluate the Texans, analyze film from all 16 of their games, plus last Saturday's wild card round win over Cincinnati, and break down players on their roster from top to bottom, they see plenty of talent and a squad capable of a much better showing than the game in December.
I'm sure they'll watch the game that we had before and, you know, they'll feel differently, you know, about some things they did. And then, you know, the biggest thing, I think, when you watch film, no matter whether you won or lost, you realize there were opportunities probably in that game that they came in thinking, and they'll probably still think that way. So I think the biggest thing we have to know as a defense is they're going to play better.
The offensive side of the ball has been shaky for Houston of late, starting with quarterback Matt Schaub, who's tossed just one touchdown pass with four interceptions in the last five games, starting with the loss in Foxborough. The NFL's rushing touchdown leader, Arian Foster, led the way for the Texans with a big outing against the Bengals, but the passing game hasn't held up its end of the bargain. While Andre Johnson gets most of the attention, and rightfully so, it's a trio of tight ends, Owen Daniels most notably, but also James Casey and Garrett Graham, who could be trouble for the Pats. Graham was out against the Pats the first time.
I just think they're a good group of receiving tight ends as well. You know, they can block as well, but they all pose a challenge as far as running routes and getting open and things like that. So, you know, it definitely puts a challenge out there. You know, Andre Johnson, tight ends, the other group of receivers that they have, Arian Foster, the back, the group of backs that they have a lot of different guys that can play at different positions and do a lot of different things.
When the Texans are on defense Sunday, there will be two notable players on the field who did not play in the first game between the two teams. Texans outside linebacker Brooks Reed, one of many disruptive forces for Houston, and Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski. Now that Gronkowski is back after suffering a forearm injury, he'll be needed both in the passing game and in protecting the quarterback. Tom Brady will bring a wide arsenal of weapons into this game, as he does every week, but if the Pats allow rushing lanes to J.J. Watt, Antonio Smith, Whitney Mercilus, you name the pass rusher, the task will be tougher this time around.
Their pass rushing team's unbelievable. Just like rest of the defense, they're very good defense, so we got to be prepared. We got to be sound with our technique, with our assignments. We got to know where those players are that are rushing.
They're a tough matchup for anyone, and you see the problems they give teams every week. Cincinnati scored 6 points on offense, so that says a lot right there to hold a team to 6 points in the playoffs.
Last week was the first career playoff game for Matt Schaub, who was injured last year when the franchise reached the playoffs for the very first time. So from an experience standpoint, at the game's most important position, quarterback, big edge to Tom Brady, who would become the NFL's all-time winningest postseason starting quarterback with a win over the Texans on Sunday. His 17th career playoff victory would break a tie with none other than Joe Montana. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.